This is Be the Story Spotlight. This week, I want to talk about an underappreciated sci-fi mystery flick that I first encountered when Gene Siskel and Roger Ebert gave it two thumbs up in 1997. Smilla's Sense of Snow stars Julia Ormond and Gabriel Byrne. It's based on the novel by Peter Higg of the same name. Smilla Jaspersen is a resident of Copenhagen, but she grew up in Greenland. She comes home one day to find the little boy from the apartment below hers. He's lying face down on the sidewalk, having fallen from playing on the roof of the building. The young boy, Isaiah, was not just her neighbor. He was also her friend. And immediately, Smilla knows something is terribly, terribly wrong. You see, Isaiah was scared of heights. She goes to the snow-covered roof to investigate. The police, of course, rebuff her, but Smilla sees the evidence clearly. Isaiah was certainly not playing on the roof. He was running fast from something. Something so terrible that it chased him right off the edge. She knows this for certain. She can tell from his tracks in the snow. Near the end of the story, the plot gets a little crazy, and Siskel and Ebert had actually noticed this craziness. But all I remembered from their review was snow and intrigue, a romantic image that was inspired by the cinematography. Directed by Bille August, indeed, this film shines as art in its own right, even without a plot. Still, years after having watched this movie, reflecting back on that time, all I remembered of it were the characters, not the cinematography. All right, I remembered the cinematography too. But watching it again recently, I realized that this crazy plot made these characters real. The plot is, in fact, not all that bad. Smilla's Sense of Snow is a sci-fi flick wrapped up in an Hitchcockian thriller. The plot is full of twists and turns, and it all makes sense if you accept the ending. Whether you do or not, however, Smilla accepts the ending, and that's why, to echo Roger Ebert, the plot is totally absurd, and I didn't care that it was. Actually, Smilla may or may not accept the ending. She may or may not even care. By the time we reach the ending, she has invested so much of herself in this quest to find out who killed Isaiah. By that time, the screwy plot only serves to highlight her commitment to this passion. You have to also understand, Smilla is a very hard person. And as a result, the film makes exceptional use of strong language. Early on, Smilla says, "I'm sorry, I've given you the impression it's my mouth that's rough. I try to be rough all over." Smilla's Sense of Snow is rated R for strong language, some violence, and one sex scene. But none of this is superfluous. It all just serves to heighten the powerful mood and the depths of these characters. Smilla's Sense of Snow is not a mainstream film. It sports neither the massive, glitzy, overdone special effects nor the shallowness of the 1990s sci-fi movie. But I remember watching it. It was an extremely enjoyable experience, one that I have repeated numerous times and will repeat in the future. This is Tim King for Be the Story Spotlight. Thank you for listening. Visit BeTheStory.com for links regarding Smilla's Sense of Snow and for other great story resources. I'll see you there.